It was 10 years ago today that dozens of tornadoes hit Alabama. The outbreak on April 27, 2011, killed over 200 people. Here in Tuscaloosa, the National Weather Service says 65 people died and more than 1,000 were injured. The agency says cleaning up the debris in the Druid City cost over $100 million. Alabama Public Radio has kept in touch with many of the people affected by the storms over the years. APR Stan Ingold sat down with some of them to see how they're doing 10 years later.
There's 62 tornadoes across Alabama, which has never happened before.
That's WVUA 23 TV's chief meteorologist Richard Scott. He was working the afternoon the storm struck.
My role was to be on television, provide coverage and information where the tornadoes were, and that was where I was on the weather wall that day and tracking each storm.
He had only been in his current position in Tuscaloosa for about a year when the storms came in 2011.
I graduated from Mississippi State for meteorology in 2010, and they don't really train you to cover a violent tornado coming right at you. That's just kind of something you have to jump into. So that day, to be honest, was quite a scary day for a lot of us.
Scott was on the air until the storm knocked out the power at his TV station. He did the math and realized that his home was directly in the path of the storm. After wrapping his on-air shift, Scott found that his house had been destroyed. But it's what he saw around his property that chilled him to the bone.
It was an experience that gives me nightmares to this day. This was 10 minutes after it hit. People were just coming out of the rubble. What's left of their home, just the sounds of screams, people screaming people's names, trying to find their loved ones. And that's just such a chilling moment in my life.
The storm had a similar effect on Steve Miller. He's a retired professor from the University of Alabama and lived in the Hillcrest neighborhood of Tuscaloosa. He was in his home as the storm hit. Miller and his housemates took their pets and hid in the basement. He says it takes time to get over something like that.
Anything could just sort of make me get really emotional about what had happened, that, you know, we had run to the basement and that then our house was destroyed on top of us. When we crawled out, it was like a nuclear bomb had hit as far as I could look in all directions.
Like weathercaster Richard Scott, Miller still feels the impact of the 2011 storm anytime foul weather makes its way through.
As soon as there is any, you know, tornado warning or alert or whatever, things start going off on the telephones, my heart starts racing. I feel it in my whole body reacts. So that will go on forever. I mean, that's a lifetime thing.
Tuscaloosa was not the only place hit by the storms. The small town of Phil Campbell, Alabama, sits near the northwest corner of the state. The town has a population of just over 1,000 people.
Oh, I look back on it all the time.
This is where we met Alex White. She was Alex Jackson back then and just a high school student when the storm leveled most of the town. She can still see the scars.
I moved down south for a couple of years, and it was so crazy. Every time I come back, you know, you still see where the trees were laid over. When you go on some of the back roads in Phil Campbell, you can still see what used to be there. And
now, White is married and has a baby who's nearly a year old. She moved back to North Alabama, but when she lived near the coast, the memories of the storm followed her.
When I lived down south, I remember everywhere that I would go to work, I would ask them, so what do y'all do with a tornado? And they'd kind of laugh at me. They don't really get tornadoes, but we actually did get a couple tornadoes in Mobile, you know, since I'd been down there. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not so crazy now, huh?
But 10 years makes a difference. White is raising her child and studying for her state board's exam to be a veterinary technician. While there are many who went through the storms carrying the emotional scars, some, like Steve Miller, look to nature for their hope.
I've learned also how nature can come back. You know, for the first whole year, there were no birds here at all. Not the sound of birds. And you can hear birds right now.
A large cherry tree sits in Miller's backyard. It was heavily damaged in the storm, and you can see where the wind broke the tree. Miller looks at it as a source of inspiration.
What I like about that tree especially is to see the injury on it. That reminds me, I mean, it reminds me of the tornado, but also about how things that are harmed like that can turn really beautiful in the end.
And time has made a difference for Richard Scott and meteorologists like him. Technology has made it easier to warn people ahead of time.
Model data has improved. Our high-resolution computer model data that gives us a real-life simulation of the atmosphere. That's changed a lot since 2011.
A new tool has really come about since then as well. Scott says they have a new medium to inform even more people and reach them in ways they could not before.
Also social media, you got to think about Twitter and Facebook's come a long way since then. So using those platforms, which are kind of our main platforms we use to deliver weather information other than television and radio.
When it comes to delivering the warnings and information to the people, Scott says that they have to be careful. As someone who was directly impacted by the storms, it's something he knows all too well.
We've got to balance between warning people and try not to scare people, because we do trigger those emotions. There is a PTSD out there that people have, a true storm phobia. They're just terrified of it.
As we head into the first of Alabama's multiple tornado seasons, Scott urges people to have a tornado safety plan. You have a safe place to shelter, have a way to contact loved ones, and have supplies. Coroners say the majority of the deaths from the 2011 storms were due to blunt force trauma. Richard Scott says that's why wearing something like a bicycle helmet should be added to your safety list.
We had, again, a big outbreak a couple of weeks ago, but this isn't on the scale of April 27, 2011, but it doesn't matter because it takes one tornado, right?
Alex White says that people need to make sure that they listen to those who are trying to warn them about severe weather.
Take it seriously. People give the weather guys such a hard time for interrupting their shows, but they're trying to save a life, and I think they did save a lot of lives that day. Take your news people seriously.
I'm Stan Ingold, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.